This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Armistead Maupin is the veteran San Francisco writer known for his iconic series, Tales of the City. In his famous series, which started off in the San Francisco Chronicle, Maupin wove titillating fiction about characters from around San Francisco. They're told through the protagonist, Mary Ann Singleton, who moves to the city from Ohio. And she meets a host of colorful city characters, rich and poor, gay, straight, and bisexual. A new documentary exploring Maupin's life will debut at this year's Frameline Film Festival, which kicks off tomorrow. It's called The Untold Tales of Armistead Maupin. Director Jennifer Kroot stopped by to tell us more about his personal life. She says Maupin wasn't always as unabashedly openly gay as San Franciscans knew him to be through the series. I asked her first to describe Maupin's life before coming to San Francisco in the 60s.
You know, serious conservative from, you know, North Carolina, believed in segregation, was closeted, all these things, had, you know, been such a patriotic soldier in Vietnam that he was invited to meet Richard Nixon. He had worked for Jesse Helms.
Jesse Helms gave me my first writing job. He thought I was the hope of the future. The only thing he's ever been right about.
These intense conservative experiences of his youth, I just wondered how could somebody, you know, believe, I think, with their heart, or I don't know if his heart believed it, but really believe that they believed it, and then at some point around the age of 30, change all that and not only come out, but really change your belief system.
Right. And what was the story there? Without giving too much about the film, because, you know, we don't want to divulge too much. But how did that happen? What was that process like for him from going from this conservative person who believed in conservative ideals to this?
I think, well, he has a funny answer that I don't think I should say on the radio, but that starts with a D. So, but beyond that, I think once he realized, you know, he had had some, you know, sexual experiences with men in North Carolina before he went to Vietnam. And I think felt like he knew then that he was gay. I mean, he already knew that earlier, but he always says through his sexuality, he was able to open his heart. It was, you know, not till he came to San Francisco, a little bit after that, that he finally did hesitantly come out to a woman friend. And then after that, just, you know, never went, nailed the closet door shut, I think he says. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, he suddenly realized that when you're out and then he was getting well known as a writer, that even if you don't want to be an activist, you kind of are in a position where you are. And I think you have to really think about, you know, how you're representing what you are, mm-hmm. if you're comfortable with it. And then you have to think about how are those people treated and talk about your experience and how was I treating those people, mm-hmm. those people, you know?
Right.
When I was working with Jesse Helms, like, you know, and really kind of examine that. So I think that's a hard thing to do. Mm-hmm. But in the sense he was gay, it gave him the opportunity to reexamine, you know, his belief system.
Right.
So here's the scene where he actually comes out to a woman friend of his after he's moved to San Francisco. And then he talks a bit about what the sort of sexual transformation brought to his sort of, I guess, philosophical transformation.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a listen.
It opened my heart to such an extent that I started just taking the world in a different way. Everything I'd ever been taught was falling away. And I just realized what it was to be with another human being, what human feelings were. And that made me examine all the little prejudices that I'd been given when I was growing up. It wasn't just racist stuff, it was my family telling me that I was better than anybody because it was in my bloodline, you know, just nonsense. And it made me into a writer. That's what it did, and among other things, it made me into a writer.
You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba, and that was a clip from the new film, The Untold Tales of Armistead Maupin. And with me is the maker of the film, Jennifer Kroot. So in talking with Armistead, what things surprised you that you, I mean, this is a big surprise, the whole kind of move from philosophy to philosophy. What other things did you not expect?
Well, I didn't know that he was such kind of a zealot character, where it's like there's almost like an American history lesson through Armistead Maupin that he would have, you know, been in the segregated South and experienced that kind of firsthand, and then, you know, been in Vietnam and met those right-wing characters that I mentioned, Nixon and Jesse Helms, and then coming to San Francisco in the 70s when, you know, the moment that everybody, you know, fantasizes about in San Francisco and you know, being here at the time, you know, when Harvey Milk was shot and Jim Jones was here and all these, you know, the craziest time for San Francisco. And and there's so many more things like that, including that he was friends with Rock Hudson and had a intimate relationship.
Okay.
Just friends with that, and he doesn't like it to be called lovers.
During the period while I was waiting for Tales to begin, I actually met Rock Hudson. He was visiting San Francisco and invited us up to his suite at the Fairmont Hotel. And he said, I have a little reading to do. And he produced the Bulldog edition of the Chronicle, which was the early edition that appeared the night before. So he stood up a little drunkenly and read the first chapter of Tales of the City. He meant it to be charming, and I was charmed. And the next day, he and his partner invited me to dinner in San Francisco. Do you want me to go on?
I was just going to ask.
How sexy are we going to get
here? Oh, we're going there.
All right.
So that was really titillating to hear about, you know, what that was like with such a, you know, big leading man star who was obviously closeted all that time that he was so famous, and what that would be like. And then years later, when Rock Hudson was dying of AIDS, of course, Armistead was actually the first person to out him publicly, which was quite controversial. Another thing that's just been interesting to think about, I don't know if it's a surprise, but his term logical family, which is as opposed to a biological family.
Right.
Yeah, so the non-blood related family that you have.
A family that makes sense, mm-hmm. he says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those like-minded people who support you. And just really does touch people of all ages, and especially at a time of, you know, family members not getting along for political reasons, whether, it, you know, regardless of being straight or gay or anything, but mm-hmm. just even political ideas, you know, maybe if they're not working for you, maybe it's okay just to be with people that understand, that share your viewpoints, you know, and support you for
and
who you are.
And that's not easy.
Mm-mm.
That's
no,
not an easy thing to do.
No, I mean, I think Armistead really wanted his father's approval for so much of his life, and that those are very painful things to have to, you know, never be able to get someone's approval, and then to consciously be able to think, well, I'm going to find people who support me that I can support in return and mm-hmm. see eye to eye with, and mm-hmm. people, you know, who won't judge me for being gay.